Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 816, AM 930. The answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And hello to Maria over there in Germany. I hope you're doing well over there, kiddo. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women, 18-wheel drivers, going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and bringing the big old supplies down here into the hurricane zone. Also, to Felix and bulk mail haulers, thanks for the job you're doing. The suicide jockeys out there hauling the gas, diesel, and jet fuel. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse and Amazon drivers listening to the program. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. Captain's America is how you find us. And the website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. If you're having trouble trying to listen to us on your radio station, or maybe you're on a computer and you're not getting the connection just right, go over to the website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, and you can hear us clear as a bell over there. That's the signal. Goes right straight to the satellite. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
We've got Mel on the telephone, so I'm going to go over and see what's going on. Okay, Mr. Mel, what's on your mind?
Oh, yes, good morning, Denise. Good morning, Captain. I was just curious, somewhat concerned when you mentioned about the polls and what the polls are looking like.
Yep.
I think it was Stalin. Yes. I think it was Stalin who said that it's not the votes that count, it's who counts the votes. And with all the treasonous crimes that these criminals in the Democrat Party have committed in Congress and in the Senate, and the House leader, House Speaker rather, too, how is it that they are so willing to turn over the power if they do lose, that the subpoenas are going to start flying, or investigations anyhow are going to start take place into what they've done, and Biden and his kid and everybody. I mean, I just don't see. I kind of find it, I don't know.
All right, let me ask you a question. You're in New York, correct?
Correct.
Is there any excitement up there about your election?
Well, you can be excited as you want, Captain, but if you...
No. I just want to know, yes or no, is there any excitement up there about your election?
Well, yeah, people are, yes, I'd say that they feel somewhat encouraged that the election could go to Lee Zeldin as far as the governorship here.
All right.
And some
they are on fire all across the South, and I'm not just talking about Florida. They are on absolute fire down here.
Yeah. Well, people up here are somewhat suspect as to what may be in store.
Yeah, I know. I live there.
Right. Mm-hmm. But just overall in general, as far as the national.
Okay.
Election,
so do you have a question for Denise? Then is that the question?
Well, Yeah, that's the question. I mean, with all of what they're facing by if they lose it, the power that they're going to lose, what they're going to be facing as far as in the courts.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, subpoena-wise and everything
yeah.
else.
Yeah.
So I'll wait. I'll take the answer off the air. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Denise, I think the Democrats are going to get hosed. That's what I think. What do you think?
Well, I can't make those predictions. You know, I know what I want, but I can't make those predictions because we have come to learn that we get sideswiped by these Democrats all the time.
Yep.
And based on how contentious certain things are, I mean, just look at how these debates have gone off and the accusations and the lies that are hurled. I mean, I sat here the other night and was watching some TV ads, and I think it was Val Demings, who was running for Marco Rubio's seat.
Yep.
And there wasn't one thing in that ad that she said that was true.
No. Nope.
But she also said, "I am Val Demings, and I approve this message."
Mm-hmm.
Well, how is it that these politicians are allowed to lie on air when it's really false advertising?
That's right.
It's just false advertising.
That's right.
And so I don't trust them. I keep saying on your show these lies work, and they level these lies. There's no decency. Now, I would say that if and when the Republicans do take over power, whatever that necessarily looks like, the next couple of years are going to look precisely like the years that we had under Trump. They're going to sue. They're going to write terrible articles and lies, and they're going to have protests and all these other things. So it's kind of like I feel like we're going to face what days that are going to look like
Well, I hope they do all of what you mentioned. I hope they do all of what you mentioned in spades, because it's not going to work. The people in this country have had it. They're fed up. Even the Democrats, some of the blacks I talked to the other day, I was talking to a group of people, and most of them were Democrats, because I asked them, and I said, "Well, how are you doing? Are you doing all right?" "No, it sucks. It's terrible. We've never been this bad." I said, "Okay, you're going to remember that come election day?" "Yeah, you betcha. We're not going to vote for that old bird and that old people." No. So that's
well,
what I got.
Look, you know, we live in the freest state of the country.
The free state of Florida.
The living conditions here are very different than they are in a lot of other states.
Yep. Hold that thought. We're going to be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. The computer just shut her off. It's going to shut me off. We'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by Geico. Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico's been saving people money for going on over 85 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, and that number continues to go up. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own, and the Geico website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, can help you find coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an AT, a boat, or an RV. They'll give you a price. You'll be able to see it. And oh, by the way, if you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance along with your car insurance, you'll save a ton of money too. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there, check it out, see what they can do for you, and I hope you save a bunch of money. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Fetterman, running for Senate in Pennsylvania. His wife has apparently taken, I wouldn't say taken over the campaign, although this article says that's what she's done, but she's become more of the face of what's going on. She's acting as a campaign manager and the press representative, if you will. What do you think's going on here? Has she stepped in because of the, and by the way, this, okay, is this because of the fact that he has lost the lead that he had and Oz has caught up and maybe even gone ahead of him?
No, it's because I think it was whatever that reporter, I don't know who she was with, I don't remember. She did the face-to-face interview where he had to have the computer there.
Yeah.
It's because of that.
I think her name is Carol Vogt. At least that's what I got here, but what it looks like anyway. And you are right. But, you know, the Democrats have a problem. And, of course, that problem is Oz has caught up to Fetterman and may have, in fact, gone ahead of him. We don't know for sure, but that's what this reporter is writing about. He said some Republicans even think he can win. And if he does, every Democrat in the country needs to look at what happened here and realize just how badly the Fetterman team screwed this up. Because every indicator was that this was a sure pickup for the Democrats. And I think Oz can win that.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll see. Because I have noticed and I've heard from my friends in Pennsylvania that they're not going to elect this guy because he just doesn't have all of his faculties about him.
He doesn't.
Nope.
He clearly doesn't.
Nope. So that leads us back to our fearless leader, who is supposedly coming to, I'm sure you heard this, he's supposedly coming to Florida to campaign with Charlie Crist in the next week or two. And Charlie Crist has said, I welcome the president to come here. And we haven't heard from Val Demings yet, but he may also be trying to help her out. But I don't see where he's going to do a lot of helping to anybody.
I don't either. I was actually thinking the other day, I have not seen one report, and of course I could miss it, but I haven't seen one report where he showed up in Lee and Collier County, he, Charlie Crist, for the hurricane victims. Have you?
No, not at all. And by the way, when the hurricane hit, Charlie Crist was in Puerto Rico. So was Val Demings.
Right.
Yeah, that's where they stayed for several days. I would have been on my horse, and I would have been over in the middle of that if I had to wade through waist-deep water to make it look like I cared. But that's just me. Now, the other thing is we've got Georgia, and we've got Warnock. And Warnock's black voter support is faltering right now because I kind of went on a rant last hour and I said, what have you done for me lately, Georgia? How about it? What have you done for me? And I got a bunch of direct messages sent to me by some people listening in Atlanta and Valdosta and up there in Brunswick. Augusta. And they sent me a bunch of, said, he hasn't done anything. He's forgotten all about us and all that stuff. So, you know, God bless the people up there. They seem to be getting it.
Well, the biggest scandal that I think Warnock has a pile of them.
Yep.
But the fascinating scandal is his church in this apartment building.
Yes.
That they own 98% of, and how it is disgusting to live there.
Yep.
The elevators don't work. The garbage. All of that, and then how he's evicting people out of there if they're one day late on their rent or they're behind and they got all these eviction notices. And these are people that are pretty much destitute anyway.
Yeah.
And he says, I don't run any of that, blah, blah, blah. Well, he does.
Yeah, he runs the whole thing.
His church pays him. I think it's Ebenezer Church. His church pays him $7,400 a month for housing.
Correct. And it is the Ebenezer Baptist Church, you're right. You just can't make this stuff up, and Warnock can't get up under this because we found out a little bit more. Somebody came out yesterday and said, hey, I was thrown out for owing $39.
I think it was $29, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, unbelievable. Okay, how would you like to live in Illinois and be told that even though you've been vaccinated, you're going to have to wear a mask to go to work?
Well, I mean, California is kind of much the same. They just signed into law that the state of California can prosecute doctors for misinformation on all things COVID. Well, who's the panel that decides on what's misinformation? So, you know, the doctors out there should be revolting. Some of these governors are still wielding power under the condition of national emergency, I mean, state emergency conditions, whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
And so I think some other big company just left Illinois. I'm trying to think who it is.
Was it the chocolate company?
No. Had something to do with agriculture. Anyway, they left the state.
Okay, because the chocolate company left earlier this year. Move back somewhere different. By the way, this is amazing. You pay attention to a lot of things going on in Georgia. And for our listeners up there in Georgia, a Georgia convict in prison, in a state prison, has been accused of stealing $11 million while he's been in prison by impersonating a billionaire. Wow. Wow.
Where'd it go? I mean, how's he spending it and where'd it go?
Yeah. Maybe he's supplying a warm, I don't know, whatever. That's crazy.
Can they claw it back?
I hope so. But that's nuts. Just nuts.
Well, I mean, look, all these prisoners in California, let's not forget, all these prisoners in California applied for unemployment and got it.
That's right. Yep. Even the one who killed his wife, Scott something or another. I can't remember his last name.
Peterson.
Yeah, Peterson. Yeah, he even got it. Yep. Okay. Oh, brother. All right. Let's talk about something a little different here, kind of fix. So we've got 30 seconds to go here. The United States is now going to send $725 million more in military aid to the Ukraine. This is not money, they say. It's aid.
Well, I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
So, okay.
Seems to me every time
what they need to be sending, stop with the money. Just stop.
Yeah.
Stop with it. What they need to be sending is the United States equivalent to the Iron Dome.
Yep.
Send that over there. Not that we couldn't. We're not giving it to them because we can get it back.
Yep.
Send it to them.
Yep.
They need some defense over there.
Yep. And Israel's been told to stay out of it. They've offered the Iron Dome, their version of the Iron Dome. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. So have a good day and get your woolies ready. All right, Denny Simon, FoundersCode.com. And yeah, it's going to be a little chilly the next few days, so be prepared down here in Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukraine's foreign minister is calling for sanctions on Tehran after Iranian-made drones reportedly killed several people in the capital city of Kyiv. The minister said sanctions would send a strong message to any country thinking about helping Russia in its war against Ukraine. This as the White House is strongly condemning the attack.
We are going to continue to work with our allies and partners. We will continue to impose costs on Russia, hold them accountable, and for its war crimes.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, Ukraine claims at least four people in an apartment building were killed. Federal officials say more than 1,000 fake driver's licenses were seized at an airport in Louisville. Authorities found nearly 1,100 fake U.S. licenses, as well as some Australian, Canadian, and even U.K. licenses. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And, of course, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses. We'll tell you where they're at after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. Coming up here in just a couple of seconds, the National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one, of course, is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. So, here's the deal. Go to the website, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, once again, NAA.edu. Go to that website, check them out, see what they have to offer, see if it's something you want to do. Check out the campuses that are there, Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts. And then pick up the phone
and call them and schedule an appointment. Take a tour of one or both of their campuses. The phone number is 800-659-2080. That number again is 800-659-2080. Call them and ask to take the tour of their facility. And you'll be glad you did, because this is an exciting career that will make you a lot of money. And you'll have job security. Because once you become trained and certified as an aviation maintenance technician, you could go to work anywhere on aircraft. And by anywhere, I mean anywhere in the world. Now, they have contractors that love to hire, military contractors, civilian contractors, that love to hire the aviation maintenance technicians and take them over to wherever they need to have them in different countries, working on various countries' aircraft or even our aircraft in a foreign country where we may be there by contract or whatever. So think about that. So that's 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Call them up. Tell them the captain said you want to take the tour and go from there. Well, the aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln, last month, it was discovered, once again, that in the potable water aboard the aircraft carrier, they found E. coli bacteria. Now, Navy officials said they do not believe that this was the cause of the ship's drinking water becoming cloudy and smelly a few weeks ago. They believe that was something else. Well, you know, when I start to think about all this stuff that's going on with the drinking water and whatnot, I got to wonder if somebody's maybe playing with water. That thought's come to mind several times. Nobody said anything, but I'm sure they're thinking about it. Now, the Marine Corps has said that one of its brand new amphibious combat vehicles rolled over in the surf, during training, but nobody was hurt. Unbelievable. So the Marine Corps has halted the surf use of the amphibious combat vehicles until they can figure out what the problem was, what caused us to do it. Now, some of you listening to the audience right now are familiar with and are subject to things that happened to you from the burn pits. And the nearly decade-old Veterans Affairs Registry to track burn pit illnesses and to help veterans get care for those injuries is achieving neither of those goals. And this is unacceptable. And I'm getting this information from the Military Times. And according to research from independent health experts who are recommending major changes in the effort, this is totally unacceptable. These people who ran into this, who have gotten very ill, very sick, some of them have gotten cancer, need to be taken care of. And it's got to be something that this new Congress coming in makes a priority. Because there's no excuse for this. There just isn't. And I'm going to run this by the Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, when he comes on here in about 35 minutes. Now, you heard me say the Biden administration will now send Ukraine a new $725 million package of weapons and other military assistance. Now, they said that on Friday, as the U.S. added to a flurry of aid announcements from European allies this week, all over the place. Everybody's asking for something, somewhere, somehow. By the way, we've had two of our C-130H aircraft that were grounded. The U.S. Air Force has now started to return some of its 116 grounded C-130H mobility aircraft to flying status, but cautioned the process for getting the remainder back in the air is going to be slow going. Now, again, the aviation maintenance technicians that are working on this are probably working double time, double hours. Which is, again, why when I told you you can make a lot of money with National Aviation and aviation maintenance tech, here is one of those circumstances. Now, according to the BBC, Russia has hit the Ukrainian capital of Kiev a couple of times with a wave of Iranian-made kamikaze drones, which have killed several people, according to the mayor, Vitaly Klitschko. Now, there's one little problem with all of this. You heard me say Iran supplying the missiles. The drones to Russia. Now, that violates the sanctions that the United Nations put on Iran. So how is it that no one has filed any official complaints and said, hey, wait a minute here. They can't be doing this. Why hasn't the United States spoke up and said something, since they were the ones that were pushing the sanctions really hard back in the day? Gee, could it have anything to do with the Iran deal that they're trying to get pushed through again? I'll bet it does. I'll bet it does. Now, you probably have heard about this in science fiction, but recent satellite imagery revealed what appears to be dolphin pens near the installation of the Crimea naval base that Russia has. And there is a report that Russia has trained killer military dolphins there guarding that base. That's something. No flipper there, right? Now, strikes hit the Russian border region again, a key staging ground for Moscow. Explosions rocked Belgorod on Sunday, wounding three people a day after shelling set fire to a fuel depot. Little tit-for-tat back and forth there, I'm sure, with the boys on the Ukrainian side of the aisle there. Okay, don't go anywhere. We're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Gonna get cold tonight.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I'd be more than happy to. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura dealership on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership, right here in Tampa, North Tampa. Now, one of the reasons that they get customers from all over the place is because of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, and first responders, and church pastors too, all get a great deal on the vehicle they're looking at, whether it's new or pre-owned. Now, in addition, how about MossCare, where you get free oil changes and tire rotations for life? That comes with the vehicles too, new or pre-owned. Can't beat it, folks. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okie dokie. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How are you?
You said it's almost summer up there, huh?
Nah, I wouldn't go that far. We're not
you know, whacked like the Mid-Atlantic states are.
Yeah, boy, I'm telling you, the cold has just dropped down below here like it's nobody's business. You know, we're seeing some interesting phenomena. You and I were just talking about a poll that came out, and of course, polls are what they are, but it shows Biden's approval rating at 46%. Well, as I told you, I can find a poll that's got him at 29%. I can find another one at 31, one at 33, one at 35, one at 37. Before I even get up into the 40% ranges. Just depends on where you're looking and what you're looking at, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was one I happened to see this morning. I don't really pay much attention to polls, but it kind of got taken back by, you know, approval rating 46%. I'm like, how in the world is that possible?
Yeah. Now, we're coming up on Halloween, right?
Looks that way.
It kind of starts the holiday season off, right? You got Halloween, and then you got Thanksgiving, and then, of course, after that, you've got yourself Christmas and New Year's, so it kind of starts things off. But the National Retail Foundation estimates that some 69% of U.S. consumers plan to participate this year in a Halloween celebration. However, when it comes to actual spending, the spending is going to be down.
I know we've been doing it here at my church. We've been doing the Halloween costume drives and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
To help people out. So I don't know if that's, you know, changing the dynamic to some degree that people can't afford it. I don't know. My kids are older now, so it's not as involved as it used to be. But I have to admit, you know, you get the drive around our neighborhood, and you know the houses where they have lots of young kids because they're really decked out with all the Halloween decorations. I guess when you get older, the kids get older, you deck out your house with mums, the flowers, then the ghosts and the goblins.
Oh, yeah. By the way, there's been some interesting credit and debit card usage that Ian caused, namely a collapse in total card spending here in Florida. North Carolina and South Carolina. I'm not sure that North Carolina or South Carolina had anything to do with Ian, but I know Florida did. And the bank, we're talking about Bank of America. The bank estimates that Hurricane Ian shaved some 2/10 to 3/10 of a percentage point off the month over month growth in sales, excluding autos, which means their business went off a little bit.
I wouldn't expect autos to be doing very, very well, quite frankly, you know, in Florida after the month that you guys just had down there. I think people got, you know, other things that they've got to worry about, not to mention probably, you know, the logistics now of buying a car and everything that goes along with it is going to be a bit of a pain, even though I'm sure many people lost their automobiles. They're probably going to wait to, you know, put off a little bit.
And where do those flood vehicles go, I ask?
I don't know. I mean, the same place where all the broken boats go. You got to make sure, again, it's one of the good things about Carfax and whatnot, that you're not, you know, buying a car that we used to, you know, was flooded out at some point in time.
Yeah, because years ago, I can remember, and I don't know how long ago it was, but a bunch of them showed up in Florida. flood vehicles from the Midwest and whatnot got trucked down here to Florida to be sold by some of the used car dealers down here, and a lot of people bought a lot of headaches for that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, most certainly you got to pay attention to what you're buying with these cars, and I think that you're probably going to see a little bit more certified pre-owned vehicles becoming a little bit more popular.
Yeah, exactly, and they are definitely picking up in sales. All right, let's talk about New York for a second, because the manufacturing sector in New York State contracted in October for the third straight month, even as inflationary pressures worsened, and the factory activity fell for the third straight month.
And this is in upstate New York?
Yep.
The manufacturing in upstate New York has never really been that great for a long period of time. I mean, again, they've got the new factory that's going in outside of Syracuse, and that's the only reason why it's going there is because of government money.
Yeah.
And the government money and the fact that the, you know, Senate Majority Leader's Chuck Schumer, that's why it's going there north of Syracuse, New York. If it wasn't the case, that business would have operated somewhere else. That's just the reality of the situation. Now, people are talking about, oh, wow, this is great. Yeah, it is great for the area there, but it's not great for the entire state of New York because it doesn't force the state of New York to do the right thing and lower taxes and make it a more conducive environment to do work for everyone and attract businesses the old-fashioned way. You earn it rather than having a government payout in order to facilitate it.
By the way, you're seeing, let's see, we've got George the Godfather saying good morning to me and good morning to you. So there you go.
Good morning.
Yep. And he's a New Yorker, moved down here. Now, I want to ask you about a report that I heard yesterday about the money situation. American families are now $6,000 poorer thanks to Joe Biden's inflation, up from $4,200 all in the last 6 months. It's not getting any better, is it?
No, it's the necessities that are really, whacking everybody on a regular basis. When you're paying that as much as you are, and I have conversations with people all the time, and these are people that can afford to, can afford to go out to eat and whatnot, and they're just like, I'm not going out and doing the things that I used to do simply because it's oppressive. It's so expensive, what it costs, and, it's a turnoff to a lot of people. I think it's definitely changing people's patterns, these higher prices, without a doubt. And I don't even think it's people that have lower discretionary income. I think it's a bit of everybody.
Well, Wawa had these little breakfast sandwiches that a lot of people used to stop and buy two for five. Now they're $4.59 each.
Brain. I mean, they don't want to go losing money on the things that they're making. So, that's where we're at right now. I mean, it's the high cost. Eggs are very expensive.
Yeah. Eggs and bacon. I know they had a double bacon deal there, and those were 2 for $5. Not anymore.
Yeah.
So,
this is a by design, guys, and there's nothing the Fed can do about any of this. This is just, quite frankly, it's by design. This is what you get when you, change the dynamic when it comes to energy. It's what you get when we have an agricultural policy here in this country, which is just patently absurd. They're always talking about, not having enough food. I mean, it's poppycock. It really is. It's because farmers decide not to grow things because it's too expensive to grow things. I live here on Long Island.
Yep.
And we have very, 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 great soil here, all the way out east, all the way out to the
well,
end.
Well, all the potatoes they raise out there further east.
Well, they used to. They don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. They it's all vineyards.
Right.
And the water, quite frankly, is not the greatest out there. It's more just for tourism. Mm-hmm. So people take out buses and go out there for the day. It's not a big agriculture area. They're growing wine that not that many people are drinking.
All right, well, here comes the music. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow, and stay out of the cold weather. We're getting it down this way, so you stay out of the cold weather.
Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Yep, cold weather down below Atlanta, down into the panhandle of Florida, and we're going to get some of that weather over the next couple of mornings here. We'll find out all about it. Get the woolies out. Get the jackets out. Make sure you haven't put them away. I'll be right back with more.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.